8123 podcast. Hello. It's just me today, so I'll keep this brief. Just a little fun episode today. This is the Q&A section from the Flowers in the Grave live stream show. So if you missed that part of it, or if you want to listen to it again, that's what this episode will be. So it's just us kind of riffing, talking to each other, answering your questions, talking about the show. And it was a good time. So I figure give you guys a chance to hear that here on the podcast if you wanted to listen. Other news, mark your calendar. October 31st, Halloween. We're working on something. I can't say exactly what's happening yet, but I just want to put it out there so you guys can keep some time open that day. And there'll be more info coming your way very soon about that. So we'll get into the episode and play that Q&A for you. But first, here's a message from a sponsor.
Told you that would change your life.
Oh my god.
That is the greatest thing of all time.
We filmed ours a couple days ago, and we were like pretty, I wouldn't say like really confident, but we were pretty confident.
We were like, I was
confident when we like set it up, and then when I filmed it, I was like, oh, this isn't as good as I thought it was going
to
be.
I had to text Halvo and tell him he's my funniest friend now.
I feel like that was that was worth $55 alone.
I think so too.
You know, like that was insane.
My god.
I've known him, how long have we known him for, and still that level of comedy.
How long did he edit that for?
16 hours.
16 hours.
Unrivaled. 16 hours. Unrivaled comedian.
The thing that sucks now, though, is no one's going to be talking about our show.
Our show, yeah.
I'm okay with that.
It's all about just Ted.
So okay with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Ted.
Also, we're 6 feet, right?
I think we're... All right. Just don't yell. Yeah. So I think probably at this point, everybody's pretty... I kept seeing shots in the chat. So everybody's probably pretty fired up at this point.
Oh, yeah.
I can see people drinking over here.
I see pizza.
We just want to say thank you. That was an insane experience in the best way possible.
We haven't done that in a while.
We haven't done that
actually,
in a while.
Never
we
done
actually
that,
have never. Actually, well, we started... the whole cycle here in this room at the Orpheum and played a show for one person. And that was an experience. But, you know, I think I was more nervous for that because there was one person judging you that you could see.
Well, also, that was the first time, like, literally the first time playing the songs.
Well, so we brought one fan in for that.
Yeah.
It was... We were saying earlier, yeah, it was way scarier playing to one person.
Mm-hmm.
It's just one person's opinion, you know? You don't get any backup. Like, exactly. Oh, no, it was fine. just get no.
Now it's just crazy. It is full circle, Brandy. And it's really just, it's been such a wild, has it been 2 years?
Not
quite.
But pretty close, yeah. It'll be. Well,
it feels like it's been 20 at this point.
Yeah.
a year and a half?
Yeah. But we, I mean, obviously, for those who have followed us, you know that we don't really take a lot of time to sit around and do nothing. This has been, I guess, we haven't taken a lot of time to sit around and do nothing.
Yeah. We have not.
We recorded new music. We're going to record more new music.
Yeah, I guess we can kind of go into that a little bit.
Yeah.
I think once the quarantine kicked in, we kind of decided to quarantine together for a bit. Mm-hmm. So we moved into a house in Gilbert, Arizona, which was kind of odd because it was 5 minutes from my actual house, but I couldn't go home. And
so close yet so far.
Yeah.
And we worked on album 8, and we are super pumped on it. I mean, I feel like it is just a from the first song to the last song, it just hits you in the face, and we're fucking pumped.
I'm sorry, this isn't even this is chaos on this chat.
It's just everybody saying the same. You guys see that?
Saying WAP. They're saying wet ass Pat.
Wet ass Patrick.
They're like, yo, we don't give a shit about your music. Ted Lavender has converted them all to whatever fucking cult that he started.
Jeez,
and now it's just, this is the Lavender effect. Dr. Ted.
Oh, man. So good. So good.
So we have, I guess, well, obviously you heard me say there's a little bit of latency. We can see all of your comments. So if you have questions, hit us with them.
But you guys have to coordinate with each other who's going to go when.
Well, they're coordinating. Really they're coordinating with each other. They're coordinating saying the same thing over and over.
You just count to 10 and then you send it.
The Lavender effect.
No. You can use that. The Lavender effect.
See what happens when Pat doesn't get to see the screen the whole time?
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying, man.
My eyes suck.
Does anybody else think that Halvo could be doing that as a full-time gig?
Yes, 100%.
I honestly,
I see him in Vegas being like,
I feel like at this point I would watch that every Friday or Saturday.
Yeah.
I would pay money to watch that.
Lots.
I mean, the best.
Somebody's asking for a drumstick, Pat.
Anyone want a set list?
What color is the next era?
I don't know.
We have no idea.
I do not know.
When we say it's 95% done, it's probably a lot less than that. Because we still don't have artwork.
Somewhere around like 92.
Maybe lower, maybe 91.6. I don't know.
Yes. Nice.
Give me a shout out. Lynn, this is your shout out.
Wet ass Pat.
Yep.
Oh my goodness!
This is so fast; it's impossible.
Oh my god! Oh no! Like what happened?
Now we got Twitter over here.
No, these are questions.
Whoa!
Why don't you ever sing the candor of your smile part of "Am I Pretty"?
Honestly, I forgot that that's what the words were in that part.
Kennedy doesn't sing it because he forgot the words. And I don't sing it because I don't want to.
Kennedy doesn't sing it because he's not the singer.
All right, we got a question from Twitter. What did the original plan for this show pre-COVID look like?
California, I think.
No, we're going to do it right here.
But with people.
Oh, we were.
But with
people.
We're going to end the album cycle playing URK in full.
Right here.
Right here. But the seats
would hopefully have people in them.
Yeah, about 1,600 or something.
Yeah.
We were going to try to do strings with it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Plan. Do the whole thing, but full.
We were going to give it the proper
string
send off.
Yeah.
Things changed.
Things changed a little bit. This was actually really fun, though.
Very fun.
This was incredible.
For what it is, I feel like that's as close as we could ever get to playing a live show. Like, that felt so close.
Well, absolutely.
One thing we never get when we're doing something live, you don't get to see what people are thinking, like, as a concert.
Yeah, but now you're reading it.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, we're playing songs, and then, like, I'm getting to, like, see what your thoughts are as it's happening.
I thought that, too. I was like, that's fucking weird.
People were like, oh, you fucked that up. And I was like, oh, I did.
Yeah, that's funny.
The mix is great. Well, cool. I'm glad I know. I've never heard it.
We've never heard what we sound like.
No, never will. That?
Now it's streaming. The best, the best, the best, the best, the best, the best.
The best, the best.
Can
the
you
best.
Give me Zach from All Time Low? Oh, can you give Zach from All Time Low my number?
Yeah, drop it in the chat.
Drop it in the chat, Angela.
Drop it in the chat. Go for it.
We'll send it.
I'll send that straight to Zach.
All right, we got another question from Twitter. What was the writing process for the new album? How was it different compared to previous ones?
Very different.
Well, it was
kind of the same.
It was kind of the same, no?
Just,
I mean, we haven't lived together. No, like that.
We're getting better at demos.
Yeah, we are.
I think that's part of it.
Demos, yeah.
I don't know if we're getting better. They're just sounding clearer.
Let me not get ahead of
like much more clear at this point. So I don't know if I don't know if that's a hindrance either, because I feel like when our demos sound completed ish. I don't know.
There are parts on this record that are pulled from
straight
the demo.
Like
ripped straight from the demo. We actually just took the audio file and put it on the record because we couldn't emulate that when we were trying to redo it. So some of this stuff is really like right when it came out of our brains, those parts made it onto the record.
Mm-hmm. Well, and in the times I think that we tried to change it or like redo it, it just didn't have the same feeling.
Right.
So
go with your instinct kind of thing.
The demo felt better in some
cases. We were equally as hard on ourselves as far as picking the songs and like chasing ideas. I feel like when we were living at my house together, it was like pretty instantaneous. If everybody unanimously said, no, that sucks, then we just moved on.
Yeah, I would say one of the maybe biggest differences this time, this is the first time that we recorded a song for the record months before we did the rest of the record. Mm-hmm. And it'll end up being the first track on the album. And John had written it, and we instantly were super excited and felt like the momentum of the song just kept going. So we're just like, let's just track it now. So we recorded it. It was right before the
January?
European tour.
Yeah, January.
Right before we left.
And then we didn't end up recording the rest of the record until June.
June.
Which is way different
because... That was way different. So, yeah, we had a song to kind of as a goal to hit, you know, for all the rest of them.
Well, and normally it's like you're waiting for that song to kind of come to you when... in the process of recording, but like we were so excited about that song that it gave us kind of way to just feel good about everything else. Be like, okay, we have it. Right. Now let's kind of like mess with some stuff, do some weird shit.
Yeah. There are two, there's a question here and then I can piggyback off that. There's one that says, what's your favorite song or what song from You Are Okay was the hardest to write?
What's that?
Broken Parts.
Broken Parts.
Yeah, Broken Parts was like we went round and round. It was like we actually.
I had that video the other day.
Ken pulled
we
up a version of it from the like very very beginning that we had, and I didn't even remember doing it. It was almost sounded like a. It was like a. I don't know. It was like picked out. Sounded more like modern. Like tough.
Yeah. What's that guy? James Bay.
Okay, like now James I remember. Bay.
Yeah.
Had that vibe.
And we really kind of deconstructed that one for a while.
That one and Sunset came last, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
So I think those two probably were the hardest ones to write. And then the question from here was, what is each person's favorite album that we've made, as far as I think experience wise goes?
Experience?
Man.
Like actually making the album?
I don't know.
Alone?
Let's go with that. Actually making the album.
Okay.
Then Pioneer. I mean, that changed everything for us. Like, it was the first time when we thought we could do anything, and we tried to do everything. and then actually being in El Paso and being at a Sonic Ranch. I mean, we had all the tools, and we were just so excited to make music, and we didn't care what it sounded like or anything. It was just, let's just try everything.
Right. And even prior to that, we were in that other house in Gilbert.
Yeah, well, that's
Gilbert.
When, you know, eight or nine songs came, and we recorded probably 12 there, but eight of them, I think, actually made it on the record.
Got a couple of, like, weird demos from that period that, like...
Ice Cave was written there, about, and like, yeah, a bunch of stuff. Yeah.
Even ones that just like kind of like are from like our iPhone recording, so just like sitting in the room, like I've listened to certain things.
That's what we used to do.
But some of that stuff actually ended up on Pillar, and we'll keep going on Pillar, which is it's cool. So if you guys are on there, check the demo section. There's tons of that stuff on there. So,
I think for me, probably they're kind of tied between American Candy and Lovely Little Lonely, because they were both in like the craziest houses, like isolated. First time we had tried to like move, like basically buy and move all of our studio equipment into a place. Mm-hmm. And that was a really, like, just that alone was a challenge. And then once we got there and we had like a new view every morning, I think it was like something that kind of, you don't really think about it as it's happening, but I was kind of inspired just being somewhere like that. And Colby was there for both of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that, I love, I mean, great. Pioneer too, but like having Colby in the room is like such an amazing feeling.
I feel bad for not saying Colby was for Pioneer, but
I mean, that, he changed that was a big too. Part of those records for me, was having, just when he gets excited, it's really fun. So
I'm probably going to go with your answer too. I can't pick out of those two because the experiences are so unique to themselves, but maybe I'll go American Candy, because that was like the first time Tim hit up whoever owned that house and said, hey, we're a band. Can we Airbnb your studio house? Yeah. And it wasn't a studio at all. It was just their house. And it had the indoor pool and it had the sauna.
Dude, it burnt down.
Yeah.
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 Because of drugs, probably.
It wasn't us.
No, I think they were, they were.
We should clarify, it wasn't us.
They weren't our drugs.
It burned down many years later.
It's crazy.
Nothing to do with that.
I will go with American Candy as well. For all the same reasons. So.
And for that reason, also.
Boring answer. I'm sorry.
Lovely Little Lonely for me, in the same vein as that. It's just, I think we took what we understood about being able to pick the place we were going to go, and then being able to be on the ocean there was just...
You just liked the hot tub.
Just like the... I did like the hot tub.
I did like the hot tub.
And the food
Garrett
poisoning.
And I would hang out there most mornings.
Yeah. I saw someone ask, did everyone enjoy playing One Sunset?
dude, yes, I did. Yeah, I had a blast.
Yeah.
I goofed it a little bit.
Yeah, that was really fun.
But
I'm curious if we ever play it live.
I mean, the one
thing it has going for it is that the tempo is very high.
Yeah.
So, like, some songs that we really don't enjoy playing live just lack in tempo. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's obvious in the room.
Like, Taxi is one of my favorite songs that we've written, and I don't like playing it live.
It sucks.
Just so you guys know.
we did it better on the most recent tour.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
No click. You got
to
do that
click.
One. No click.
Go play it to a metronome.
All right. Oh. Sorry, we're just trying to read what's going on here.
How did this compare to your 2008 Deep Rock Drive live stream show? All right, if anybody in the chat knows what Deep... Nobody remembers Deep Rock Drive, right?
Well, that person does.
Well, there's one.
They can go to YouTube and watch it. Oh, here's... Yeah, Tim's going to pull it up.
Don't do that, Tim.
You don't have to do
this.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that.
So,
if we could
get a camera on the screen right here...
You're just messing with us. Dude.
With us performing.
Quit trolling, bro.
Dude, you're about to show me.
Look at Pat.
Like
look at Pat's hair.
Oh my God!
That was when you
look at John's hair. My hair,
dude.
Look at my hair.
That was Ken's color, purple.
Yeah,
I look so stupid.
Don't even show me.
I don't have
that stage.
That looks like a.
Well, I remember them saying like, "Hey, like, there's no people there, so like, do I don't fucking remember."
No, did you remember they put a bunch of makeup on us too?
That's a cool shirt.
Oh yeah, because that was a theme for me for a minute when we were doing things.
Oh my God, this was supposed to be a good night.
Ken, what happened to that guitar?
That guitar is roadkill. That guitar fell out the back of a trailer somewhere.
That's my bad. That's my bad.
Yep. That guitar is splinters.
That guitar, we never found that.
That's firewood.
So I guess we should explain to people what
Deep Rock Drive
was.
We were in a warehouse, and they set up a little stage. And in front of us, much like this setup, they had...
Was it in front of us?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They had screens, and it was like basically a chat, but big words. And it would say like, you suck, or you rock. And they were basically just filming, and you had to, they were very adamant, like you're saying, Garrett, play to the camera.
Yeah.
And so, it was like, we were very,
yeah, the most,
clearly,
I think
we're still figuring it out.
I mean, I think I'm 17, you're probably 18 there. Yeah. It's just like, someone's like, hey,
dude, look at my shoes. I made those online.
Yeah, but like, then you gotta think about like Billie Eilish.
But hey, do you remember there was a juggalo that played that same day?
Right before us. Yeah. Right? Oh, my God. Yeah. I remember being like, oh, we have to follow that?
He's a member of, I don't think he was a member of ICP. I think he was a clown, though.
I feel like.
It is funny to think that I should have been in high school, right? Like, I should have been at high school right here.
I feel two things. One, it took us a while to figure it out because, like, this is a little cringy. Back then, I thought this was really awesome, right?
Oh,
yeah,
for sure.
Oh, I definitely.
But
did.
Then all these people let us figure it out for like 14 years, and now we just did it again, basically. No, and I feel way better about today,
for sure.
And then we're gonna look back in another 15 years and be embarrassed of this.
Oh, sure.
Striped suits.
That's
my God.
The way it goes, my man.
Really?
This isn't as bad as I remember.
Yeah, it's not as bad.
I'm pretty embarrassed. I am.
This is fine.
Receiving a...
I just... I'm very confused.
What is that?
It says political call.
Okay.
Oh.
He's getting a political call real quick.
You roll the
political
dice?
Call. Oh,
that's what
nice.
It says.
Yeah. The up...
Apple knows now.
The high ups are hitting you up.
they're asking you for advice. All right, what do we got here?
We got a baby.
I wish I could read this fast.
Make America Emo Again.
Oh, my God.
Oh, McKenna.
So that's adorable.
Hi, McKenna.
Hi.
What's Hello, McKenna.
Oh, man.
Well, we'll answer a handful more, and then we will get out of your hair. But thank you, guys. Honestly, this was...
Yeah.
Absolutely.
This was insane. And I know that John said it, but... Big thanks to everybody involved. The Orpheum for letting us do this here. Lit Live for doing all the lighting and the camera. And Tim for putting this whole thing together. It was awesome. Man.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
And the set list divas, please let us know how we did with that. I'm very curious. You should send me a tweet tonight. So I want to know.
They will. Oh, yeah. They will.
There's still people here.
Yeah.
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 Still people in the audience.
It's like the end of Ferris Bueller. He's like, you're still here? Go
One Direction reunion coming soon in all caps.
Probably.
Probs.
I'm sure.
Are you asking us if we know?
I just saw someone hitting a vape.
Hell yeah.
Very tight.
This is so hard to catch up with here.
Yeah.
They like the set list.
If you are okay with an ice cream flavor, what would it be?
Oh, man.
I don't know.
Dark chocolate.
I feel like it would be butter pecan.
Strawberry cheesecake.
Pistachio mint butter.
Mint butter.
Spaghetti flavored.
Spaghetti.
Yeah. I'm down with spaghetti flavor for sure.
Marinara.
Marinara ice cream.
Marinara dairy.
This is what happens when you guys let us talk for too long.
I know,
yeah. Here we go. We're going down the rabbit hole.
I feel like I've been...
Buckle up.
I feel like the lavender effect is gripping me, too.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I almost... Probably shouldn't have been watching it in my car, but I watched it in my car.
I was crying by myself watching it this morning.
I was probably swerving out of lanes because I had it like right between my legs. But
a bunch of giggles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was too fucking funny.
He's a legend,
dude. This is going way too fast.
Guys are chatting.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah. Thank you
so much, man. This was fantastic.
Yeah.
Thank you for giving You Are Okay. The send-off that we feel it deserves and
exceeded all expectations.
It was awesome, man. And we will have to make this a thing that we do again at some point if the world continues on the path that it's on. So,
and if you guys want to do this again,
yeah.
let us know.
I think people had a good time.
I know I did.
I know I did.
Yeah, I know I did too, man.
Me too, man.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, brother.
We love you. We miss you. Please stay safe and vote.
Yeah, go vote.
Yes. Go vote.
Absolutely.
Please, go vote.
Vote your butts off.
Everyone vote.
And we'll talk to you all soon, man. Have a wonderful rest of your evening.
Where's our camera?
Where's our camera? What camera?
There.
Right there.
Right in the middle.
See there.
Thank you.
See you guys. Thank
Peace
you.
Out.
Yeah.
Take care, man.
Bye, guys.
We're out.
See you at Halloween.
Roll that outro footage. I don't even know if we have that.
Do you have outro footage?